As well, we have fall shoes from SES, Era, and Salamander. Tony Shoes, Green Avenue, Westmount, open from 8 daily, 11 to 4 Sundays, and tonyshoes.com.
You're listening to the Andrew Carter Morning Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Youth for Youth, Quebec is a nonprofit organization dedicated to addressing the issues facing English speaking people in the province between 16 and 30. They call it Y4Y. Quebec has announced two new initiatives to bring together young Anglos. Malcolm Lewis Richmond is president of Youth for Youth and is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are some of the difficulties that young Anglos specifically face in this province?
Well, getting a job in the province is sometimes a bit of a challenge for young English-speaking youth. There's a lot of political exclusion that English-speaking youth can sometimes face, not always being aware of the issues and seeing people with leadership roles that are from the English-speaking community. So there is a problem of out-migration that we do need to tackle, of English-speaking youth leaving the province and getting a job elsewhere, for instance.
So some of this, economic migration among young people is a normal sort of a thing. So what is it specifically about being Anglo in Quebec and young that would make you feel excluded?
Well, I mean, I would say, first of all, the English-speaking community, because it is getting more and more concentrated in Montreal, there are less young people that from English communities in the rural areas, and it's more difficult to access networking opportunities in the French community if you're from an English school or from an English community. It's more difficult to find one's way in the professional world and really getting a first opportunity to use your French outside of school after graduation.
Right. So what can be done to combat this?
Well, we conducted a study last year about what really are the needs of English-speaking youth, and it was done with the Association for Canadian Studies. And one thing that was indicated was that we're very attached to our institutions, and we do need more symbolism for our community if we want to represent ourselves and if we want to speak on our behalf and have something tie us together. So that's why our association launched an initiative to create a flag for English Quebecers, because we need something that ties us all together and that reminds us all that we can create a sense of being proud of being from a linguistic minority community but still being a Quebecer here.
So have you created this flag already? Like, what would an English-speaking speaker flag look like?
Well, it's we're going to start different consultations in the coming week.
Oh.
So each of Quebec's regions and sectors is going to be consulted and going to be able to participate in this process. So there'll be more details about the tour dates on the Youth for Youth website at y4yquebec.org. And then it'll be presented next spring.
Okay. So may I give my suggestion? How about a square head? Would that be good?
Well, you know, I think, for instance, it's gonna be interesting to see what different youth picture moving forward. I mean, traditionally we see like flowers and sometimes animals on flags. I don't really know what people are going to suggest.
Interesting. Yeah. And today, interesting that you talk about young Anglos being attached to institutions. Today's the day that the CAC government is talking about abolishing school boards. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that we definitely need more parent control in school boards. We definitely need, the English Montreal School Board does have a high success rate, though, as it is. So we need to look at what is going to be best for the students at the end of the day. I think they do have some. I don't think they're very bad willed, and I think that they ultimately do want to improve the situation, the governance situation for our school boards. But if our success rate is very high, and if it's If it can stay that way with the current system, then I'm wondering what exactly are the gains that we're going to make.
Malcolm, just curious, how old are you?
I'm 25.
All right. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, Malcolm Lewis Richmond is the president of Youth for Youth. Deals with the problems facing English-speaking people between 16 and 30 years old in this province. It's 817. Memories of Europe live at Marché Épicure, Quebec's largest European-based food chain. Everything is freshly prepared at three locations. Marché Épicure, epicuremarket.ca. Hi, Leslie.
Hey, Andrew. The Met westbound is slow from Lacordaire through the Circle. Same old this morning as you try to get onto the island. 45 minutes to an hour for Laval. And the inbound Champlain Bridge, that is the slow one. It's backed up still from almost the tracks. But